Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550. All right, we'll go to break. We're done.
Time
right?
to pick
show's
the
over. The show over?
These aren't even as fun later in the year because there's not that many games.
You got four games to go. What else can we pick? Like how many beers you're going to have pregame? What other storylines can we put in?
There is a little tweak that we're going to be doing this time around, so I hope you're ready for it.
A tradition unlike any other.
Come on, I'm leaving.
Let's do it.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Bills, Cowboys, Thursday.
Turkey pie. I'm going to take a win for the Bills on Thursday.
A win for the Bills. And hey, we are thankful for you, sir.
A little flip. They're going around. Oh, end around. They're going to throw it. John Brown trying to fire it downfield. He's got Singletary. He's got the catch. Touchdown.
Picking the Bills. It means absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just fun.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let me just clarify. It's not fun picking the Bills. I mean, I think it's just an extra. Okay, you know, I'll go ahead.
I mean, you're trying to say it doesn't mean anything. I feel like you've been motivating the Bills.
I'm going to pick which receiver throws a touchdown pass this week.
I think they're winning because of your belief in them.
Well, you know, I didn't want to have to brag, but clearly,
yeah,
you know, I was on board a long time ago.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. You're going to pick the Bills. I'm going to use the ESPN playoff machine. I'm not going to have you pick every single game. I'm just going to let the teams that are the higher win percentage are winning all the other games. We're picking the Bills game.
Not picking Miami and Cincinnati whenever they're playing.
Right. You're going to pick the Patriots to win. Okay, so Bills, home, Baltimore, game of the millennium.
Wow. Yeah, I guess
What's longer than a millennium?
What's
10,000 years called?
The decalennium?
Decennium?
Decalennium?
This is a mistake. All right, so anyway... What do you call 10,000 years? Hey, I'm Googling it. You pick.
I'm Googling decalennium.
You pick.
Okay, it didn't really come up, so it's probably. I don't think that's a word. I got something about sulfur.
There's a there's a Greek word here that I'm not going to try to pronounce. So anyway,
Anyway, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Bills, Ravens.
Ravens. Here's my question to you: if the Bills are going to win the football game, how many points do you think they need to score? What gets it done for Buffalo Sunday?
Gets it done or to have a reasonable chance?
No, what gets it done? To win the game Sunday, the Bills will have to put up.
Well, again, there's have a chance or there gets it done. Gets it done?
Gets
50.
It done.
50 gets it done.
Okay, well, then I guess right. I phrased it the wrong way.
Have a chance for me to be satisfied with their offense? 28.
Okay.
They have to go season high in offensive points. Their season high is 31, right? And they got a Micah Hyde touchdown.
37, Miami.
Oh, 37, okay. Think, right? In the second game against Miami, yeah. That's right. All right, hey, they can do it then. 37's the answer.
Okay, I'm going to pick the Ravens then.
Yeah.
I don't think they're getting 37.
Well, it's funny. This is one of those games where I just live in, you know, whatever. You have your opinion, think what you want. I live in a different world than some. I don't think about how are the Bills going to stop Lamar Jackson. Yeah. I think about how are they going to keep up. That's my focus this week. If they stop Jackson, if they do what San Francisco did, that is a success. And your offense will need to do the work. San Francisco's offense is good. They had success running the ball against Baltimore. The Ravens outside the tackles apparently give up big, good chunk yards. Mm-hmm. So look for Singletary out there and edge runs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about when I go into this game, not stopping Jackson, but how to have more.
Yeah. See, I'm worried about the have more part, so I'm definitely going into the game thinking, can you keep them to 20 or less? Because I'm not confident the Bills can get to 28 or whatever the number would be. I think it is you're going to have to stop Lamar Jackson and that offense in some way, shape, or form. So, sure. Anyway, it's a long way of picking Baltimore.
Did you know that a period of 5 years is called a lustrum?
Nope.
Moving on.
Have you figured out 10,000 yet?
I found another word that I'm not going to try to pronounce.
I think decalennium is now the word for it, even though it doesn't exist. Who do I apply to create words?
So you have the Ravens. Week 15, Bills at Steelers in the Sunday night affair. Prime time. You know what?
Duck. Can you beat the duck?
I'm doing the old pointing to the finger meme. Can't complain about not showing Bills highlights on Sunday Night Football if they're on Sunday Night Football. You're going to see Bills highlights on Sunday Night Football. Anyway, Bills Steelers.
So the Greek word.
Oh, my God. What?
How do you pronounce M-Y-R-I-O-I?
Bills or Steelers.
That's the Greek word for 10,000. Bills.
Bills.
They'll beat the duck. They can handle the duck.
Duck Hodges.
Duck Hodges, assuming he's still starting quarterback, which I assume he would be for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I just got to make sure that the Bills have some success against a good Pittsburgh defense. I like it. I think there'll be a lot of Bills fans in the crowd at Heinz Field. And the Bills will rise to the occasion, get a big primetime victory. I mean, if you're making me stay up till 11:30 at night, you better win the freaking football game.
Win over Pittsburgh. Week 16, Bills at Patriots.
So I'm looking into some stats that I saw about Tom Brady and the Patriots in December. And since Brady got there, they are 36-4 at home in December. And two of those four losses were basic. One was against the Bills in the meaningless regular season finale. So two of the four losses were Brady plays no more than a half because they didn't have anything to play for. So in Tom Brady's entire career, they've lost two meaningful home games in December. I think they'll beat the Chiefs. So make it three. I'll take the Bills to win in Foxborough.
Wow. Bills win in Foxborough, in Gillette.
Tom Brady goes home to his wife, reexamines his life, and realizes this is my last year of football.
Week 17, now you have it, where if the Dolphins and Fitzmagic somehow
pull the upset. Yeah, that'd be sweet, huh?
You know what would be funny here, though? If, again, you're going to pick the Bills to beat the Jets?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Bills. Mm-hmm. If you flip that game and you get a miracle where the Dolphins win at New England.
So there are, what are they, 12-4 tie? No, the Bills, yeah, 12-4 tie.
12-4.
And the Bills get the tiebreaker with the division record, right?
They do.
And the Bills are the 2 seed, or?
Well, again, on the ESPN playoff machine, I just picked the better team wins all the games.
Right.
Houston.
Houston is the 2?
Houston is the 2.
Really? Are they 12-4 in this scenario, I assume, and they
Houston,
win a tiebreaker?
Houston is the 2.
Huh.
And the Bills, I mean, I think.
So they'd be the 3.
Whatever. However I just did this, it came out Houston is the 2, and the Bills are the 3.
Hosting the 6, which would be?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
So a rematch of a team you did just beat.
Yeah.
Bills, Steelers.
And the first home playoff game.
I mean, come
since
on.
Since 1996. Yeah.
Again, that's only.
You're welcome, by the way.
That's only if the Patriots lose to the
by
Dolphins.
By the way, just so you know, that's your Christmas gift. I'm not getting you anything this year. This was your Christmas gift.
So we're not going to do that because the Patriots are not expected to lose to the Dolphins. So instead, the Bills are the 5 seed. You have them at 12-4 and a 5 seed. At
wow, how many times has a 5 seed been 12-4?
Yeah. At Kansas City, 11-5.
Yeah. Oh, am I picking that?
Yes.
I'm going to need more money. This is overtime. I'll take a win.
Win. Bills to the divisional round. Real quick, I need to know who won Pittsburgh-Houston so I can set up the next matchup.
Houston.
Houston wins. Okay, so they go to Bills. At Baltimore, the rematch in the divisional round.
Heartbreaking last second loss. No, I don't know. I'll just take. I would pick them to lose that game.
Lose.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, they're only going to lose two more games the rest of the year, and both are going to be Baltimore.
The eventual Super Bowl champions.
Wow.
Can I go home now?
I mean, you just sent the Bills home for losing to Baltimore. Hope you're proud of yourself.
Wow. Wow.
You could have just...
Here come all the negative tweets.
Yeah, right.
Really, Howard? You got us into the playoffs.
I can't believe you're not going to the AFC title game.
12-4. You have us losing to Baltimore in the divisional round? I can't wait for these tweets. This
12-4 and a trip to the divisional round.
We're happy with how that season plays out, right? What do you think? You're okay with that?
Yeah. Listen, you just did a thing that I would never do. I
pick him to beat New England.
I made a vow. Yeah. I made a solemn vow that as long as Tom Brady walks the earth in that uniform, I will never pick the Bills to beat that team. Doesn't mean I think they can't. I'm just not ever going to speak the words again.
Yeah. Be pretty cool if it happened. So, hey, yeah, Kansas City beat New England and let the Bills be the team that breaks their home winning streak at 20, whatever it is.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.